I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky Saturday, August 23rd. Yesterday, we talked about the Voyager 2 encounter with the planet Uranus in the year 1986.
In the years since then, for the past couple of decades, the southern hemisphere of Uranus has been aimed toward Earth and toward the Sun. As seen from Earth, the south pole of this distant world appeared most nearly in the center of the planet in 1985, the year before Voyager's encounter. No other planet can be oriented pole-on to Earth. Uranus can because its spin axis lies nearly sideways with respect to the plane of the solar system.
You need a telescope to see Uranus as anything more than a starry point. It's theoretically visible to the eye, but only under ideal conditions. Today marks the middle of the best time of year to see this distant world. Today, Earth is sweeping between Uranus and the Sun. Uranus is now opposite the Sun as seen from Earth, ascending in the east as the Sun sinks below the western horizon.
As seen by earthly stargazers, Uranus now appears in front of the constellation Aquarius, the water carrier. Tonight and for the next few months, people will be looking its way.
We have links to charts that can help you find Uranus at the Tonight Sky area of our website at earthsky.org. Thanks today to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.